Hey, this is Leo for actualized.org. And in this episode, I'm going to talk about how awareness alone is curative. I'm going to show you a secret for how to autocorrect any unwanted behavior. More action isn't always the answer, despite what you might hear in self-development circles. In fact, neurosis can be defined as the excessive use of will, force, and action to try to change your own behaviors. And what this leads to is self-sabotaging patterns, where you try to change something, part of you wants to change it, and part of you resists changing it, and the net result is that you're kind of stuck and you're dead in the water, and you're not getting the kind of results that you want in life, and then you're feeling guilty and bad about all these behaviors that you have in your life that you don't really want, but then secretly you actually do want them, which is why they are still there in your life. So one way to overcome this is to really experience a reframing about this idea of how change is created in your life. And I want to share a very deep insight with you, a very powerful insight that can totally transform your life, as simple as it is, if you just start to apply it. And what this insight is simply that awareness alone is curative. Let me repeat that. Awareness alone is curative. What this means is exactly what it sounds like. It means that you don't necessarily need to plan and work really hard to let go of unwanted behaviors. In fact, what it means is that any unhealthy behavior that you have will autocorrect in time merely through the process of observation, which is what awareness essentially is. It's simply observation. So we need to draw a distinction here between you trying to actively change some aspect of your life, like maybe you're trying to quit smoking or overeating, or you're trying to become more confident, or you're trying to be more responsible with your finances, something like this, right? Whatever your issue is, doesn't matter. But usually it's like when you have this problem, you're looking for an active solution to it. Well, there's an interesting alternative. And the interesting alternative is just to take the light of your awareness and to shine it on the problem, trusting that with sufficient awareness, the problem will simply dissolve. And that's it. Now, what's really cool and powerful about this method is that it doesn't require you to really do anything. It's extremely versatile. It will apply across the board to many, 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 many problems you currently have in your life and you will have later on in your life. So this is a super versatile technique. And I'll show you all the different areas in your life where you can apply it, right? Some really cool areas. But first, let's talk a little bit about why and how this works. And in fact, an additional point I want to make about this principle, right? It's really a principle of advanced self-development work, is that awareness alone is curative. I want to like program that into your mind so that when you have a problem, this principle comes up. It's like, oh yeah, Leo told me awareness alone is curative. Maybe I can rely on that principle rather than relying on my old neurotic knee-jerk reaction desire to try to change it through force. The additional kind of corollary to this principle is that it's actually not possible to engage in an unhealthy behavior while you're fully conscious. This is a mind-blowing statement, and I want to give credit to Bill Harris from Centerpoint, who I learned this from. I really love this corollary principle. Think about this. Actually, if you are trying to engage in unhealthy behavior, whatever you deem that to be, so smoking, drinking, partying, porn, gambling, whatever, and you can't seem to help yourself, you can't seem to stop it, right? What this principle is saying is that the reason you can't stop it is because you're doing it without awareness. If you were to do it with full awareness, the behavior could not be continued. It would have to stop on its own accord. Now, that's a powerful principle. Don't just take me on my word for it. Try it out for yourself. This is something you have to really test out. Now, there's a catch, of course, here. And the catch is that for this to work, it requires constant awareness, right? A certain duration of awareness. You can't just be aware for a second or a minute. You have to be aware throughout the whole thing. So what this principle is saying in practice, let me give you an example, is it's saying that if you're smoking, and usually you and everyone around you consider smoking to be an unhealthy activity, so you probably are aware that it's unhealthy, but when you smoke, you're not really fully aware of it. So what this principle is telling you is that if you were to smoke without trying to change anything about how you're smoking, without trying to force yourself to stop, if you were just to smoke with full awareness, fully consciously, over and over and over and over again, you would not actually be able to continue to put that cigarette in your mouth. At some point, it would just hit you like a lightning bolt to the head. It's like, wait a minute, what am I doing here? What am I doing? What am I thinking? What am I doing? And you would just put it down because the awareness would reveal the damage that this is doing to yourself to such an extent that you couldn't really authentically, genuinely continue the behavior. But for that to happen, like I said, the catch is that it requires constant awareness. It's not enough just to say, oh yeah, I know smoking's bad for me, and then just to continue to smoke unconsciously. That's not going to work. The other catch here with the broader principle that awareness alone is curative is that awareness isn't as easy as you think it is. You might think awareness, oh, that's easy. I got that handled. I can do awareness, Leo. No, you don't realize yet how little awareness you have. And in fact, even though the principle is solid and it works. It's kind of like the law of gravity. It always works. The problem is that you just don't have sufficient awareness to be able to actually follow through on it. That's the real catch here. And also, it requires patience. So this awareness, it doesn't work in 5 seconds, and it probably won't work for you in 5 minutes. It requires a constant application over time, which you might not have that sort of patience or that sort of consistency. So that's the catch. Now, let me show you how this would work with a real life example. So the example I want to use here is going to be eating junk food, but I want you to realize that this is just an example and that we're talking about a much broader principle, and that any other example you can think of that's sort of along these lines will work just the same, right? So take whatever problem you have, whatever unwanted behavior you have, and just substitute it in your mind with the example that I'm using. So eating junk food, how does this work? Usually what would happen if, like, let's say I have this bad habit of eating junk food. And in fact, at one point in my life, I did have this habit. So let's say I have this habit and I really want to stop because I know it's not healthy and I don't like how fat it's making me. So normally what would happen? Normally I would go, I'd maybe watch some videos, I'd read a book, I'd take a nutrition class or something. And there they would tell me, you know, how bad it is that I'm eating this junk food. And so then I would guilt myself into like, oh, well, I shouldn't eat that cheeseburger and I shouldn't eat that chocolate and I shouldn't eat that candy and so forth. Right. And normally what I would say to myself then is I'd say, OK, I got to really put the screws to myself. I got to get serious here. I got to take massive action. I got to go on a diet. I can't eat this stuff and I can't eat that stuff. It's all this is wrong. I got to eat like healthy vegetables. I got to really restrain myself. I got to like summon massive willpower. And I got to watch myself like a hawk so I don't screw up. That's the usual solution that we try. And what happens? Well, it might work for a little while, but then what happens is that your willpower eventually erodes and you give in, and then the whole thing just gets shot to hell and you're back in your old patterns within a week or a month or something like that. Now, what would happen if you tried this alternative method that I'm suggesting? If you realized, oh, awareness alone can be curative. Now, let me apply that to this situation. And what would that look like? What it would look like is something like this. You're sitting at a nice restaurant, your favorite restaurant, with all your friends on a Friday night, and you really want to splurge tonight. So you ordered the double extra greasy 1.5 pound cheeseburger with double cheese and double bacon and ranch dressing and barbecue sauce and a big thing of fries and onion rings, and you got a 1,000 calorie milkshake, and this is like your favorite meal, and you're just, you know, you're gonna splurge yourself tonight because you worked hard all week. So you're sitting there and you're gonna eat this thing. So what you do is you let yourself order all this stuff. You don't prohibit yourself, but you do it consciously. So as you're sitting there and you're ordering and you're telling the waitress, hey, you know, I'd like double bacon and double cheese and extra ranch dressing and give me some onion rings and all this stuff. As you're ordering that, you're just doing it fully consciously with awareness. And you're trying to maintain that awareness throughout as you're placing your order, knowing full well what it's leading to. You know what it's leading to. Then when the waitress brings over your burger, you're going to sit there and you're going to eat it. Now you're going to do it not like you normally would. You're going to do it with full awareness. So here what you do is you look at this burger and you just sit there and you look at the grease dripping down from it and you just look at it with full awareness. Now as you're doing this, you're not judging yourself, nor are you judging the situation. So you're not telling yourself this is bad, I shouldn't be doing this. No, just the opposite. You let yourself do it. No judgments at all, but you do it with awareness, right? You see the grease dripping down the burger, and then you take your first bite, and you notice that bite going down, and you already notice that bite, there's something a little bit dirty about it. It doesn't feel quite right. But anyways, you know, it's also enjoyable, so you notice that too. And then you take the next bite and the next bite, and you're just noticing how this thing is making you feel. And then, you know, as you're eating more and more and more, and you feel like all of a sudden you're full now, but still you're taking more and more bites. And so you just sit there and you mindfully watch that. You observe it. And then you notice yourself starting to feel nauseous, starting to feel sick, starting to feel heavy and sleepy and achy and bloated, and maybe you're having heartburn or indigestion or whatever. And you just watch that. You don't judge yourself. You don't tell yourself this should have not happened, that this is wrong, that whatever, that this is going to make you fat. You don't do any of that. You just watch in silence. And then when you go home after you've consumed this giant meal, you watch yourself. On your drive back home, you watch yourself, how am I feeling with this giant meal in my stomach? And you just observe that. And then 2 hours later, when you're sitting at home and you're so sleepy, you got to take a nap because of this giant meal and you can't do your work or whatever, you just notice that too. And then when you're going to sleep and you're not feeling very good, you have a stomach ache, you notice that. You don't judge it, you just notice it. And then when you wake up in the morning and then you have to go to the shower and you undress to go to the shower and you notice that you have a big gut sticking out, you notice that. And you're just fully aware of it without judging yourself. And then if you do that day after day after day after day, at some point what will happen is that you will become so aware of the absurdity of the situation and how much damage you're causing yourself that you're not going to have to force yourself or guilt yourself into not eating that burger anymore. What's going to happen is that your friends one day will invite you, hey, let's go out Friday night and go to our favorite restaurant and order some greasy food. And you'll just say, I don't feel like doing that today. Because your mind will have by that point become fully aware of how much suffering you're causing yourself. So that's an example of how you apply this. See, one of the really shocking things you'll learn if you start to practice this principle in your life is just how unaware you ordinarily are, especially when you're doing these unwanted behaviors. Really, the only way you can engage in unwanted and unhealthy behaviors is by not being aware. And usually, there's actually mechanisms you have that facilitate this. right? There's things you do when you're doing something unhealthy to distract your awareness from the fact that you're doing something unhealthy. So when you sit down at the television with a gallon bucket of ice cream and your favorite TV show, and you're going to watch 6 hours of it while eating ice cream, well, it's like you kind of just get sucked into the TV show. You just kind of like totally let go. You become totally unconscious. You surrender to it. And that's the only way you can do that. That's the only way you can sit through that highly unhealthy behavior, right? Because if you sat there for 6 hours fully conscious of how much you're wasting your life, how much you're wasting your health, all the other things you could have been doing with your time, and how higher consciousness you could have been feeling, then it would have been too painful for you to continue that behavior. You would have just had to push the off button at some point. So I want you to start thinking how you could apply this in your life. Where could you use this? Let me give you a couple of qualifications and a couple of pointers for how people make mistakes with applying this principle. So one big point of confusion that people make here is that they assume that awareness is the same thing as logical knowing. It's not. So a smoker logically knows that smoking a cigarette is bad for them. But that doesn't really do anything. That doesn't change their behavior. And you might know that eating a greasy cheeseburger that has 3,000 calories of bacon in it probably isn't good for your health. You know that. But that's not awareness. Awareness is something very, very different. Awareness is a in-the-moment observation of what's happening. Knowing is something like a memory. You can just know a fact and store it in the back of your mind, and you can then pull it up once in a while. That's not awareness. Awareness is right now. Are you aware right now, as you're engaged in whatever the activity is, as you're engaged in it, are you aware of what you're doing? And that is a skill. You have what we might call an awareness muscle in your mind. And this muscle is flexed every time that you are being consistently aware. And then when you stop flexing the muscle, your awareness just kind of like goes away, dies off, and you go unconscious for a few minutes or a few hours or a few days or a few years. You go unconscious, right? And then it comes back again. But this is a muscle. This is a muscle can be trained and to be developed. And it's very different from logical knowing. So even if you're a very smart person, you know, very smart people can still have very bad behaviors because smarts don't count for very much here. What really matters is your awareness muscle. If you want to eliminate the deep underlying neurotic needs that you have, which are the sources of these unwanted behaviors, the only way to do that is by shining and penetrating those with the light of your awareness. Observation. Awareness here, don't take it as some, you know, fruity new age woo-woo concept. It's really not. It's just observation. It's kind of like, you know, if you went outside and you wanted to observe the birds, and you just wanted to observe the mating pattern of birds in the neighborhood, what would you do? You'd have to go outside, have to like grab a lawn chair, sit on the lawn, and just watch birds all day. It would be kind of boring. It would not be very interesting. But as you were doing that, eventually you would learn. You would actually learn, like, oh, that bird, I've seen that bird before. That specific bird, you know, it has a little feather sticking out of its head in a weird way, or it has like a broken foot or something. I've seen that bird before. That happens just because you're observing a lot. After a lot of observation, you become familiar with things. You start to see the patterns of how things work. That's the power of observation, right? That's very, very different than just reading in a book something about a bird. Very different. Another qualification here is that being aware is not the same thing as moralizing. Not at all. So remember that in this example that I gave you with eating junk food, you're not sitting there. I'm not telling you to sit there and say, oh, I shouldn't eat that. And this thing is super bad for me. You know, this bacon, you know, I've read in a book that bacon is terrible for my heart. And, you know, oh, this is going to make me so fat and I don't want to be fat. All of that stuff, that's not awareness. That's actually unawareness. Moralizing is actually one of the major unwanted behaviors that you should be concerned about with unwiring. And one of the ways that you can unwire moralizing is simply through awareness. You don't unwire moralizing through more moralizing. You just observe yourself moralizing until after a while, after enough days of moralizing and moralizing and moralizing, you see, wait a minute, this moralizing, it's actually hurting me. Oh, it's hurting me. Oh, maybe I should stop doing it. And your mind will release. It will release. The release will be beyond you. It will transcend you. See, the power of awareness is that awareness comes from someplace deeper than just you. You as an ego, sitting there as an ego, you want all these things in your life. You're trying to set up the perfect life for yourself. You're trying to be happy and you're trying to avoid misery and suffering. You're trying to do all this stuff. But paradoxically, what's happening is that because you're trying to micromanage everything with your ego, the ego gets in its own way. It's kind of like a micromanaging boss that doesn't let a good employee do its job right. Right? A good boss has to actually let go of control and just kind of sit back and watch. And once in a while, he steps in and gives a little bit of advice here and there. And basically, he trusts the employee to do the work that he's supposed to do. But see, you're not doing that. You're micromanaging as the ego that you are because it gives you a sense of power in your life, gives you a sense of control, and you thrive on that. The ego thrives on that. What has to happen here is you have to let go of that and just be aware. And that's a foreign notion to many people. Also, another qualification is that awareness is not suppression. So I'm not telling you to suppress anything here. I'm not telling you to suppress your desires, even the bad, quote unquote, bad or evil or shady desires that you have. I'm not telling you to suppress those. So what I'm telling you is actually quite the opposite. If you have a real desire to have sex or to watch some porn or watch a 6-hour marathon of your favorite show while eating a bucket of ice cream, do that. Do it. Don't hold yourself back. As you're doing it, be aware, though. You see? Don't try to stop yourself. The mistake, the very big mistake that people make when they're trying to be aware is that as they're being aware, they're also at the same time manipulating their behavior to try to come to the best outcome possible. So it's like if you sat down and you're like, okay, Leo, I'm going to do what you said. So I'm sitting here with my gallon of ice cream and I'm eating it a little bit and I'm watching my TV. And now Leo told me that, you know, awareness alone is curative. So I'm going to be aware of this. But as I'm aware, you know, wouldn't it also be nice if I just actually like resisted it? Leo, shouldn't I just resist it and like tell myself to put it away? And what I'm telling you here is no, don't do that. Do what you naturally want to do. So if you naturally want to eat the whole bucket, eat the whole bucket, but be aware while you're eating the whole bucket. Notice that awareness here is a very hands-off activity. It's very passive. It's very passive. It's almost scientific. Like I said, if a scientist was observing birds outside and trying to describe accurately their mating behaviors, the scientist wouldn't go and run up to the birds and try to interfere and force them to mate by hand, right? That would be totally against the scientific method because it's so artificial. No, the scientist would sit back, he would hide himself, and he would try to make himself totally transparent and invisible to the birds so that the birds could do their thing and he could just record the actual situation. He just records it. That's what I want you to do. I want you just to record in your own mind exactly what's happening. And that would be you following this principle. And then all you got to do is you just got to keep doing it consistently and just trust the process. Trust that this principle works. And over time, what you'll do is you'll prove it to yourself. Now, let's talk about how this can be used in your life, different areas of application. Basically, it works for any unwanted behavior or bad habit that you have. So, of course, overeating, drugs, drinking, smoking, porn, television, internet, Facebook, social media, this kind of stuff, video games, procrastination, shyness, guilt, perfectionism, workaholism, depression, anger, anxiety, fear, OCDC. It works for all this stuff and more. This is just a small list. Let me pick out a couple of these and talk about them in a little bit more detail. So let's say, for example, you have a shyness problem. And maybe you were bullied in school, so you're kind of shy now. And you say, Leo, how do I solve my shyness problem? Well, rather than going out there and forcefully trying to solve it in a desperate, neurotic manner, how about we apply this principle? So the principle is awareness alone is curative. So when you're being shy, the next time it happens to you, in the moment, actually just watch yourself being shy. Notice the thoughts coming up in your mind. Notice what those thoughts are doing to you, to your behavior. Notice the emotions that come up. Notice your sweaty palms. Notice what's happening. Notice the people, how they're reacting to you. Notice what happens after the shyness disappears. So try to be fully aware through that shyness process. And what I would suggest is going to happen, what I would predict, is that if you do that day after day after day after day, eventually you will reach the point where you will no longer be shy. That's pretty powerful. Pretty powerful. But you have to be consistent with it, and you have to actually practice awareness. And you have to not fall into all those traps that I talked about. What about depression? Leo, how do I cure my depression? What do I do? What kind of forceful, neurotic action should I take? Well, how about you apply this principle? And the next time you're depressed, you just sit there and you be fully aware of your depression. Without trying to change it, without trying to run away from it, without trying to become happy somehow through some kind of chemical or mechanical stimulation. Just be aware of your depression. Be aware of the thoughts that come up while they're coming up. Notice all that. It's not easy to do. You got to actually do it. You got to apply awareness to it. That's challenging. Because if you're depressed, your awareness muscles are very weak. But what I'll guarantee you is the following. If you do it and you become or stay aware longer and longer and longer throughout every depressive episode that you have in your life, after a certain point, the depression will become impossible. It will simply become impossible. Because what will happen is you'll become aware of how you are creating the depression. As crazy as that might sound to you, but you are creating it. And you can become aware of it. But it will take patience and consistency on your part. You have to actually have a little faith in this process. And so on with things like fear. If you have fear about something, like, let's say you have a fear of your kids doing drugs. What do I do about that, Leo? How do I stop my kids from doing drugs? Well, instead of getting them to stop doing drugs, what I would suggest is that you actually work on your fear of them doing drugs. And the way that you do that is just to be fully aware of the fear as it comes up. So the next time you have this fear, just be aware. What's happening? What thoughts are you thinking? What images are going through your mind? Be fully aware of that. And over time, this problem will autocorrect, and you won't need to force things to happen. So I hope you can see the power of this, right? Extremely versatile technique. Very foundational principle. Let me wrap up a little bit by just kind of going deeper into what's really happening in your mind with awareness. You got to realize that your mind is like a thinking machine. It's a complex, very vast network of thoughts and beliefs. I've talked about this in other episodes where I talk about the knowledge graph, or another phrase that I like for it is this web of beliefs that you have in your mind. You have hundreds and thousands of different beliefs in your mind. Thoughts. These thoughts are being triggered every single moment throughout your life. You can't really control it. And this is one giant, very complex system. This entire system is what creates your personality and is what fuels many of the actions and behaviors you take in your life. So basically, if you want to start to create changes in this web of beliefs, what starts to happen is you have to start to notice. You have to start to become aware of how the system works. Notice that that is different from trying to change the system. The system is so huge and so vast that it's beyond your capacity to change. This system tries to maintain homeostasis. It tries to maintain kind of a status quo. And it doesn't like when you go in there and try to change stuff. In fact, what's happening is that there is not a you who's sitting outside the system who's trying to change the system. What is really the case is that you are the system. So how do you change yourself? Well, that's really tricky. If what you try to do is the most kind of like naive and intuitive thing, is that you're going to try to act from within this web of beliefs to change the web of beliefs. And if you try to do that, you're very likely to fail. Because thoughts will not deeply change other thoughts. If you want a real deep change in this whole system, what's required is awareness. The raising of awareness. As awareness is raised, this web of beliefs starts to restructure itself naturally. Because actually, the reality of it is, and now we're getting into some very deep stuff, but the reality of it is that this web of beliefs is sort of floating in a giant sea of awareness. The awareness is the only thing that's outside, you might say, the web of beliefs. There's nothing else outside of it. So the deepest thing you can appeal to and the most fundamental thing you can ground yourself in is awareness. But notice that that's not thinking. That's not knowledge. That's not belief. That's not moralization. That's not ideology. That's not dogma. It's awareness. And to confuse awareness with any of these other things is to get stuck in this network of beliefs that you have and this network of thoughts. And then it's really difficult to create change in your life because the function of this network is to maintain homeostasis. And homeostasis is not change. Change really, truly comes from awareness. And we have a tendency, naively, to want to force a change. And we think that if we just apply enough force in one part of the web of beliefs, that that will somehow make a dent. But what we don't realize is that this web of beliefs is actually the place from which the force is coming. So the force isn't coming from some outside magical location. The force, when you're trying to apply force, it's actually coming from a part of the web of beliefs. So what happens is that it's like this self-referential, like, twisted phenomenon, right? This is where self-sabotage comes from. It's like one part of the web of beliefs tries to turn against the other part, and then this part reacts and turns against that part. And so you just have this, like, swirling vortex of homeostasis. In the end, what happens is that this web is so complex that every part adjusts itself to maintain a certain balance and status quo, which is why the harder you try, sometimes the less you succeed. The counterintuitive thing is to let go of that whole enterprise and to just work on raising awareness and to have faith that the change that you seek will come as a natural byproduct of the raising of awareness and not through some force applied within the system. The system is really helpless to change itself without awareness. But this requires a radical new way of thinking. Your web of beliefs has to actually conceptually first grasp, oh, yeah, I'm not the only thing at work here. There's something beyond me here at work. Let me surrender to the thing beyond. See, that has to enter into your network of thinking, which is why an episode like this can be valuable to you, because even though as I'm speaking to you, I'm giving you concepts and thoughts and beliefs. And you might say, well, Leo, this is just adding more stuff to my network and it's not giving me more awareness. Yes, that's technically true, but we have to start somewhere, right? We have to get a little bit of leverage somehow. So the way we do that is by feeding a little bit of the right kind of beliefs and thoughts into your network, and then hoping that that will be enough for you to then trigger that awareness. And maybe, aha, right? You have an aha moment. So a thought can lead to an aha moment. It can lead to an insight. And those aha moments or those insights, that's what creates change. Those insights do not come from thoughts. Those insights come from awareness. That's some deep shit. I don't want to go into too much detail on that. I'll talk about that later in other episodes because we're getting a little deep here. But I did want to give you this kind of like deeper understanding of what's really going on here when you're trying to change some of these unwanted behaviors and why it's so difficult for you and why you keep backsliding and why you keep sabotaging and why it seems hopeless. And it's like, oh, Leo, I can't, you know, I can't cure my depression. And I just can't seem to lose weight and I can't seem to get my finances in order. And I just keep procrastinating over and over again. And it seems like nothing will help. Well, if you've been stuck in that cycle, try the alternative. Try adopting the principle that awareness alone is curative. And just have faith in that process. Believe that the deepest change will come from awareness of the damage that you cause yourself. And from a natural desire for reality and truth. All real change comes from alignment with reality and truth. At the most fundamental level, that's what's going on. When you're growing, when you're developing, when you're self-actualizing. But for that to happen, you need to develop some awareness. So you might say, well, Leo, how do I develop this magical thing called awareness? Well, there's really no shortcut for it. It's simply by sitting there and by being aware. But there are a couple of very simple things you can do. Probably the most powerful is to set up a meditation habit, daily meditation habit. I have many episodes that talk about how to do that. So you might want to check those out and start experimenting with that. But also a lot of my other videos, you know, they talk about what awareness is in more depth. What truth and reality is, how the mind plays tricks on you, the illusions created by thoughts. So as you watch all this stuff, what's going to happen is that you will get the right concepts into your web of beliefs that will allow you to create a little bit of clearing for the awareness to start to arise and really take effect. And then over time, you know, over months and years, as you train that up and you flex your awareness muscle, it will become so strong that a lot of the problems that you've had in your life, they'll just simply melt away and dissipate. So, doesn't that sound like a better alternative to the stuff you've been trying that's been failing? Give it a shot and let me know how it works. All right, I'm signing off. Please click the like button for me. Post your comments down below. I do like to read them sometimes. Share this episode with a friend. And lastly, come check out actualize.org right here. This is my website and my newsletter. Sign up to the newsletter because it'll keep you on track with this journey of learning about how your mind works, how your mind deceives you, and how to raise awareness. I'm going to have a lot more content coming out in the future that has to do with in-depth topics about how thoughts work, how consciousness works, what awareness is, what being is, what reality is, what truth is, how to get in touch with all this stuff. And man, if you do that for just a couple of years, the whole experience that you have of life is going to transform. And I'm really excited to have you to start to taste that in your life. That's what excites me about this work. So I'll be sharing more of that coming up. Sign up, stay tuned, and I'll see you soon with more.